From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Greener, a weekly talk show about the environment and our relationship with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. We'll speak with Carly Farrow, the director of Utah chapter of the Sierra Club. She'll give us a summary of a couple of Senate and House bills that impacted the environment and provide us an update on their calendar of events and activities as we approach Earth Week and Earth Day.
With a reduced crew here at KPCW today, so apologize for a few technical difficulties.
We think we have Carly Farrell on the line. Carly, are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, can you hear me?
We can. Great. Loud and clear.
Great.
It's so good to hear both of your voices.
Yeah,
sad we weren't able to all meet in person, but I think that's understandable given the circumstances.
Right. Right. Best practices.
Right. So, Carly, you're the director of the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club, correct?
Yes. As of a couple of weeks ago, the executive committee has formally extended that offer to me, and I've accepted, and I'm so proud to be at the helm of the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club.
Well, your timing is nothing short of challenging. And we'll get to some of the events that you had planned that are being disrupted now. But I thought we would start with the state legislature. There's a lot of bills, of course, that came out of the legislature as it wrapped up. That has been like run over by the COVID virus, the news from that. But there's at least a few bills that you wanted to share with us that have an impact on the environment in one way or the other, and the Sierra Club was interested in. Give us a quick summary on what you found interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sierra Club throughout this session, we were tracking upwards of 50 plus bills along with some of our partners who are looking at clean energy bills and just working in the small environmental community to try and track the breadth of issues is challenging. And within 45 days in and of itself is just a crazy amount of time to try and look through almost, I think this year, the number of bills that have gone to the executive branch and to the governor are about 430 right now. And we had about 830 bills that were numbered and were at any given time being reviewed by folks. So there were a couple bills that I was really harping on this year because we've seen historically just the legislature continuing to chip away at some of the mining regulations in the state. This year there were two in particular. There was a bill called SB 131. Mining operations, and that was presented by Senator Hinkins, and then HB 294, which was mining operation amendment, which was introduced by Representative Brooks. And both of these bills essentially streamlined the ability for mining to have a more significant impact with fewer responsibilities. And so these two in particular, they came in lockstep, and in last year there was a bill that came that essentially stripped local municipalities' power to regulate established mining operations. And in the years past, there was legislation that exempted sand, gravel, and rock aggregate from the definition of a mining operation. Hmm. And essentially, one of the bills, the mining operations, SB 131, it was originally noted as small mining operations. And essentially what this did was change the definition of what was defined as a small mining operation. It basically doubled the size that qualified. And essentially what that does is make it easier for larger mines to skirt baseline assessments as well as reclamation practices. And then the other bill was specifically exempting the extraction of basalt, which is an igneous rock. It's a volcanic rock. This exemption would also lead it to not have to do baseline vegetation assessment, evaluate, threatened and endangered species. So they have significant implications on communities, just their environment as well as potentially their public health.
So tell us about kind of the reception of that SB 131 mining operations. You said that it ended up being stopped by kind of a specific champion.
No, so SB, unfortunately, we did get folks to speak in strong opposition to both of these bills. However, they both have gone through and will be likely signed by the governor. So that's the unfortunate piece of it.
Were there bills that you saw passed that you approved of?
Yeah, there were. There were some really great, it was a really great year for some electric vehicle implementation and extensions for electric vehicle infrastructure. There were a few bills that passed there. We were still overall mostly, unfortunately, disappointed by this session, especially with bills like HCR 11, which was a concurrent resolution to support Utah's roadmap, which was recently published by the Ken C. Gardner Institute, talking about the roadmap for positive solutions for air quality and climate. That didn't even get a hearing, whereas some of these other bills that were touting and providing spaces for oil, gas, and mining to flourish were swiftly pushed through, aggressively pushed through, whereas bills talking about climate change were really stunted, which was fairly disappointing. But again, like the optimistic piece was some energy programs, like Representative Patrice Arendt had a in-home energy program, that bill that passed, as well as some of those extensions for EV infrastructure.
Carly, with these bills that have passed, you said they're not yet signed by the governor. Is there an opportunity for folks to weigh in then at this point, share feedback with the governor's office?
Absolutely. We have a few different digital actions that folks can take that will allow them to send letters directly to the governor. You still have time. I think the governor will be signing stuff up until probably about April. We often, interim, we start up more legislative talk in May. So by that time, the governor will be either signing these things or either letting them pass through or veto. So there's still time to speak out against them. And we have, the Utah Sierra Club has ways for you to take action. And we also have any information you need, fact sheets, resources, just contact information to let folks know that you oppose the governor signing these things.
Let's turn our attention to what's happening with Sierra Club events. What do you know as of today?
As of this hour,
yes.
Because it's changing constantly,
moment.
Right?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely is. And of course, the Sierra Club sees protecting community and individual health as the primary priority at this time. So amid our efforts to contain the novel coronavirus and to ensure protection for each other in a brighter future, we've postponed, and I like to say postponed instead of canceled,
but rescheduled.
Essentially the next 60 days, we're asking all events to be shut down. And then also just we've instituted requirements for staff and volunteers, because as a grassroots organization, we are fundamentally working with volunteers consistently on all of our issues. So we are going digital. Virtual meetings, thank goodness for the digital age. We're physically distancing ourselves, but also staying in social solidarity and social connection with our folks. And that's where we're at.
So Earth Day, Earth Week related events are postponed right now?
So with the Earth Day events, these events are being organized by students working with Fridays for the Future and some of the Utah Youth Environmental Solutions Network students. And they are working right now to organize a virtual experience and digital organizing tool that will take place on Earth Day. They've been extremely disappointed by the inability to celebrate the 50 years of Earth Day in person with folks, but don't want to miss the opportunity to connect on such a monumental day and event. So stay tuned. We're working with them virtually on Fridays to reconfigure what it looks like for Earth Day and still celebrate throughout the state. So while it won't be in person, they are working on a virtual action. So I just ask that people stay tuned and stay informed. We'll let folks know as soon as we know all of the details, but that won't. So the in-person event's canceled, but there will still be something happening to engage folks.
Okay, and this can all be found on your website?
So the Earth Day stuff is pending. Okay. That will be coming. I'll be sending folks emails, but yes, we will alert it on our social and our website as well.
All right, and just last couple minutes, you know, we're up here in Park City, and we're trying to do the smart thing and stay in Park City and Summit County and not go out best we can. We want to shelter in place. So I'm curious, you're down in Salt Lake City. What's the general mood? What changes have you witnessed in people getting around, you know, shopping, etc.? Oh, I think we lost her. I think she's so insulted by that question.
She didn't want to talk about anything else, Chris.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm still here.
Oh.
There we go. She's back.
Carly.
It's not you. It's me.
Oh, okay.
I did hear your question. So in Salt Lake, I think, you know, most of all the bars and restaurants have closed down in-person dining. So there's only to-go orders. It's much quieter. Folks are really trying to respect staying in. But what's been most remarkable is just the show of community. So there's some Instagrams of like mutual aid for the Salt Lake Valley, where folks are talking about what people's needs are and how we can assist each other responsibly and respectfully while also respecting the distancing needs for everyone's safety. So I think, and I don't think that's actually novel. I feel working in the grassroots space, we always see, and as the Sierra Club, like, we believe in the power of people coming together to create change.
Right.
So it's just kind of emboldening the impact of community and bringing people together for all different reasons and creating just an opportunity to have that brighter future. So it's really remarkable how deeply connected all of the issues that we work on are. And then amidst this pandemic, just seeing that be highlighted even more.
Yeah, well, we could at least say for the foreseeable future, it'll be the power of people staying away from each other.
Coming together in social solidarity,
yes.
But staying away in physical distance.
Figuratively.
Exactly.
Coming together. So, but I agree. We're witnessing similar behavior and attitude up here with some exceptions.
So always.
As always. Carly Ferro, she's the director of the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club. Hey, first, congrats on your new position. And again,
thanks
so much for taking the time to join us this morning on This Green Earth.
Thank you both so much. And I hope to see you in the foreseeable future.
You bet. I think you're
That's right.
That will happen. Thanks again, Carly.
Thanks.
Bye.